Hi, friend. For this month, we are bringing you some of the top 20 best shows of all time from both seasons 2 and 3 of Joe. So excited for you to hear some of your favorite interviews on Tuesdays and some of your favorite solo Devo shows with me on Thursdays, all month, right here on the Jesus Over Everything show. Hi, and welcome to Jesus Over Everything, a short, practical podcast that mixes encouragement, the Bible, how-tos, and fantastic interviews for the listener on the go. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just a few minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be time well spent. So, February finds us once again unpacking phrases Christians love, looking at some of our most beloved and, yeah, overused and misused a little more closely. Today is a big one. Anyone ever said to you, well, everything happens for a reason, you know? Yeah, me too. I think I may have even let it come out of my mouth in the past a time or two, although I cringe now to think about it, to be honest. I want to talk about why it's probably time to drop this one from our vocabulary if we're still saying it. Let's get into it today on Joe. I have to tell you right off the bat that I love a book by Kate Bowler called Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved. If you haven't read it, you really should. I won't give the story away, but it is worth reading for so many reasons. And she really takes on this idea of everything happens for a reason, something that I think kind of happens in a twofold way. First of all, it might be a belief system that we actually have that every single thing that happens to us and in this world is orchestrated by the hand and command of God, that there's meaning in every last thing from, you know, to if your car won't start in the morning, to there's reason if you get cancer, like Kate did, that there is a solid reason in all of that. And then also it might be number two, maybe just a language that we use to fill in moments of pause in hard conversation when we don't know what to say. We throw in this, well, everything happens for a reason. We might not really believe it, right? Like number one, where we really truly believe it's a belief system, but we don't maybe really believe it in this case. And number two, it's more of conversation, but we sort of use the phrase to try to say something to someone maybe going through a hard time when we don't have better words. So let's talk about the core of this first, sort of that number one, that whole belief system, if it is something we truly believe. Does everything happen for a reason? And I'm not here to really try to change your belief if that is what you believe. I just want to maybe speak into it and get you to really think through it. My personal belief is no, in the sense that there is a grand plan that involves your car not starting one morning and even you getting cancer. We tend to mix up, I think, and put into the same pot the idea of things happening on purpose and God using things that happen for the good in our lives, which are two completely different things. And people even differ on the theology of God being in complete control of our lives, or if he's taken his hands off to some degree, allowing the world and Satan a measure of control. So there's a different theology there. We don't have time to get into that. But what we might all agree on is that we do all have free will to choose. And so in that, God doesn't control us like robots. I think we might all believe that and all agree on that. So lots of things happen in this world that man chose, not God. One of the things Christians often like to do is, I think, scapegoat God and use him as the excuse for a man decision. I'm going to give you an example of this. I remember when my husband was let go of from a job when my children were very small, and I was, in fact, 4 weeks away from having my daughter, my youngest. And the man that was in charge over him, the man that was his boss, he had let us go, and he'd come to our house, and he told us, looking at my very pregnant belly, 4 weeks away from having my daughter, that God had told him to let us go. And I have to tell you, I don't know if God had told him that or not. I cannot speak into that because I don't have access to his relationship with God, but I question it now just as I did then because, and here's why, because there were things going on work-wise and circumstances that I knew of that made me believe much more strongly that it wasn't God that had told him that, but instead it was probably a fear-driven decision on his part that caused him to make a self-centered wrong decision that he blamed God for because God was the easy way out. And that happens all the time. And honestly, that's one of the things that makes a lot of folks struggle with Christianity and even with church systems, is that God gets blamed for a lot of man-made and fear-made decisions. Did it happen for a reason, or did God just use it ultimately in our lives for the good? In my situation, I believe God used it. I don't believe he caused it. I don't believe he ordained it. I believe he used it. I don't believe it happened for any necessarily productive, godly, big picture reason, like the phrase might suggest, but I do believe he used it, and he did make good of a man-made decision in our lives. Ecclesiastes 3:1 might be an argument for everything happens for a reason. It says there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. But listen, Solomon isn't talking here about things that happen to us. He's talking about work we're meant to do, the seasons of life, the change we must embrace as we walk with God. Not to be taken out of context to mean all events in life happen as ordained by God. The better understanding of life in this conversation is found in Romans 8:28, I believe, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Cancer and hard things happen in a fallen and imperfect world. Only God then can take the ugliest of all things and work them for our ultimate good. Hard to understand, hard to grasp, but on us to believe. And just to touch on the language part of this, sometimes how we let phrases like everything happens for a reason roll off our tongue, even though we definitely might not believe it, really want to encourage us, even through this just short Devo series, to be more mindful and responsible with the language we use with folks. That's really the point here. Everything happens for a reason might be the easiest thing to say to someone when they tell us their hard situation. It might be the go-to, but we're called to be loving and responsible with the gospel. And inserting a quick phrase to maybe squelch silence or get out of a tough moment in conversation, it isn't loving, it isn't responsible, it's the easy way out. Giving people what we would most need in a hard moment is serving them up the very heart of God. So let's determine to do a little bit better with that. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me on Jesus Over Everything. I'm Lisa Whittle. He is everything, and may he be over everything we do here. See you soon. You've been listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. Nothing makes my heart more happy than when I see you sharing this show with someone else. Who needs the word you just heard? Pass it on through word of mouth, post it on your social media feed, send over that link in a text. Thanks, friends. You're the best.